Good morning, everybody. Thanks very much for coming to this session today on the first day with a lot of interesting things going on. I don't think it would be a surprise to anyone in this room if I said that soil science is significantly lacking in high school curriculum across Canada, and I can imagine it's similar elsewhere. That means that students aren't getting even the basic introduction to why soil is an important resource. On top of that, in Canada, post-secondary institutions have soil science programs that are diminishing, both in the number of students enrolled, as well as the resources available to them. So, on top of students not receiving that introduction in high school, they're getting it later and later in their university careers, and maybe not even at all. So, we believe that this is problematic because these students are our future land managers. They're also our future policy makers. So, we feel that it's really important for students to get a strong scientific grounding in the concept of soil science in order to help guide their decision making in the future. So what is a group of concerned soil scientists to do about this? We end up talking about it a lot. One thing is to get a team together. So I'm part of a collaborative multi-institutional team from five institutions across Canada. We're made up of researchers, graduate students, IT specialists, graphical designers and project coordinators, and we're all working together with the same goal of how can we encourage soil science education in high school. We're also working with a virtual soil science learning resource group, which is based out of the University of British Columbia. So we've got our team together of concerned soil scientists who want to bring soils to high schools. What next? We need to set our objective. So the objective of the project that started forming was to deliver an open access education initiative that would indeed bring soil science to high school classrooms across Canada. So we wanted it to be Canada-wide because we had people interested from across the country. And we wanted to do a couple things. One was encourage students to learn about soil science in general, as well as show them what the opportunities are in soil science. So what are potential career paths? What are potential areas they could, or universities they could access for further education? We also wanted to provide a platform for teachers who may not have a strong background in soil science to gain additional information. So what was developed was the concept of an open access website that would be accessible to any high school student or teacher across the country. The group put together a proposal to Canada's National Science and Engineering Research Council's Promo Science program, developed a proposal. We received funding and the program was initiated in 2010. So if you were present last year at the meetings, there was a talk that discussed this first phase of the project. So the development of the concept of the website itself, as well as the development, initial development of content. This year, we really focused on taking that to the next step, which is the website development. So that's going to be the crux of my talk today. We'll actually be walking us through the website and what we've accomplished to date, and ideally at the end, receiving some feedback from you or at the break. In 2010, our focus will be on receiving feedback from high school students and teachers that we've been in discussions with, as well as disseminating this information in general. So we only have 12 minutes, so let's jump right into the website. Unfortunately, it's not live, so these are just screenshots, so we're going to be bouncing a little bit. We won't get too much of a sense of the navigation through the website. I also want to point out that this is our working title. We're still looking for something a little bit more exciting, so if you've got ideas, that would also be great. So the first thing I want to point out on our homepage here are our hosts, our website hosts, which appear throughout the website. Sandy is our resident high school teacher, and Clay is our resident high school student. So Sandy and Clay appear throughout the website to teach us about soil. We also wanted to focus on, so that's the first tab, you can get more information about the hosts, who they are, what their backgrounds are. And then the next five tabs are really the crux of the website and how it's divided out. So we have research projects, which I'll describe in detail. I'll describe each of these tabs in detail as we go through. We also have soil pros at work, resources and links, ask a scientist, and soil savvy. So from the main page, in order to navigate, you can either click on one of the tabs at the top, or you can hover across the icons on the main image. So each icon represents one of the tabs, So for research projects, that's our lab bench there, and it's highlighted. Once you hover over it, it will show up in the TV screen. So you can click on either one, and you'll be taken to the research projects page. So from here, you get a description of what the research projects are about, in general, what you're going to learn by navigating through this section. And you're able to navigate, as indicated by the yellow arrow there, to any one of the profiles that we have. We currently have five that we're working on and looking to expand. The research projects tab at the top, where the yellow arrow is indicating, you can also hover on that and you'll have a drop-down list that will represent the same five research projects. So you can get there in two ways. Once you click on one of your projects, you get to the main site where you get the majority of the information about each research project. So again, we wanted to break this down into four separate sections. So for each of those research profiles that we wanted to sort of show on the website, we break it down into the story, which is the first tab. The story is really the background information. So what is the background on this research project? Why should students care about it? Why is it relevant to the real world? So in this case, we're talking about assessing forest soil compaction. We need to talk about what compaction is. We need to talk about what the implications of compaction are. So these are also accompanied by images to help the students understand more about it. The next tab is the research summary, and that gets into more detailed specifics about each individual's researcher's actual project. So why they're asking the specific question they are asking, how they went out and actually collected the data, how they then took that data and tried to interpret an answer from it, and either preliminary or final results depending on the project. We also then provide student activities that are related specifically to this research project. So they're not just general links. They're ones where students can go, if they found this research project interesting, where they can go to get additional information. So they're, for example, from here, they would be shown how to test soil compaction themselves in their own backyard. Or there would be videos to show somebody else who is out there doing soil compaction. And then finally, we also provide the explorer profiles. So those are the researchers involved in this project, which gives links from this website to those researchers' websites so that students can find additional information. On the right-hand side, we wanted to make the definitions visible so that students didn't have to navigate away from the page. So the definitions will stay within that column, no matter which tab they've clicked on. And then also the second arrow you'll see above where it says download Sandy's notes. Sandy is, as you recall, our teacher. So download Sandy's notes, that allows teachers to download additional information about the research project. So if they wanted to incorporate this into their classroom, it provides them with additional information on how to do that. We didn't want to present all of that on the website because we're sort of at dual purposes, wanting to present something that's accessible for students as well as for instructors. So Sandy's notes are a PDF file that can be downloaded and then used as similar to a lesson plan, but not laid out like a lesson plan. So then we'll hop to our next one, which is Soil Pros at Work, or Scientists at Work, and that's indicated by the toolbox and shovel on the other side of the room. So with the Soil Pros, what we really wanted to focus on was showing sort of non-traditional ways you can use soil science in your careers. I think if you were to ask a high school student what a soil scientist does, they probably wouldn't have much of an idea. However, many of us working in the environmental sector use soil science concepts within our careers, even if we're not called soil scientists. So we have, for example, a GIS analyst, we have a golf course superintendent, we have an environmental management officer. We also have traditional roles like podologists as well. So once you click on one of the profiles, each soil pro was provided with a questionnaire with 20 questions and asked to only answer three of them. So that way, each profile is slightly different from the others to provide a little bit more interest so that if they want to read all 20 of them, they're not getting the same thing over and over again. It also provides information on who their employers are, as well as their educational background, so students could, again, follow up if they wanted to. Next, we hop into our resources and links. So from there, we get to our main launching, our main site for resources. And I have available soil glossaries, soils in the news, and useful links. So first, soil glossary. We didn't want to reinvent the wheel here. There's an awful lot of excellent soil glossaries online already. So essentially, we're just providing a launching pad for students to access those. So these are just links to existing glossaries. While we're on this page, I also just want to point out our Did You Know box, which are sort of fun facts that will appear throughout the website. As well as at the very bottom, on most of the pages, we also have quotes that are soil related. For our Soil in the News section, this is currently under development, but our goal here is to have sort of a blog format that can be easily updated. So we want to highlight stories that actually talk about soil in the news so that students see how relevant it is to our daily lives. So these will vary from local interest stories to much larger ones, like we have a National Geographic story there as well. Now, one thing that we thought was really critical for this website was providing useful links. I had a discussion yesterday in a workshop that I was in with some folks. There's an awful lot of soil websites out there. There's a lot of resources. But how do people who don't have a background in soil science know what's reliable or what is a good source of information? So we wanted to help cull some of that information down. At the same time, we felt that if we went with sort of the traditional categories of dividing things up into soil chemistry, soil biology, soil physics, that it wouldn't really gather the interest of high school students. So our tabs, instead of going with sort of more traditional categories, we've selected the basics, which provides some basic websites, some useful links to get basic information about soil science. Then soil and food, soil and fiber, soil in the city, and conservation and restoration. So this site is also under development. The links themselves need to be updated, but it gives you an idea of what's going to be there. The other thing I want to point out for our useful links is our legend on the right-hand side. So another thing that we noticed about navigating through other websites that had link categories was that they are sometimes hard to navigate. So what are you going to get? You don't know until you click on it. So we've provided this legend so people know whether it's there's an activity there, a lesson plan, a video, or a PDF document. For our Ask a Soil Scientist, this is under development. Our plan here is to have a frequently asked questions section, as well as provide a form students can fill in to actually ask one of the collaborators a question. That'll be sent out to one of the collaborators and a response will be posted back on the website. So we hope to have this up and ready before the end of the year. And finally, for our Soil Savvy, we wanted to provide a launching pad for students to get additional information. Because this is a national program, we didn't want to be fully prescriptive, so we didn't want to necessarily name a whole bunch of organizations, local organizations that students might be able to get involved in. We wanted to give them the tools about how to find them. So we provide some information there about how to, for example, get involved in the local food community. We also provide links to a list of post-secondary institutions in Canada. So for our next steps, we want to complete the website for 2011. We're going to refine the content in early 2012 with feedback from high school students and teachers. And we're also still seeking soil professionals and research projects to highlight, and also for recommendations of links and resources. So if anyone has those, I'd be interested in speaking with you. We're hoping in 2013 to reapply for funding and expand the project. So thank you very much to NSERC and Promo Science for the funding, as well as the Canadian Society of Soil Science for their support with this project, and for the Virtual Soil Science Learning Resource Group who are currently hosting the website. Thank you very much. Just barely.
Hi, I'm a science educator in Canada, and in elementary school there's actually more places where you can work with soil science in the curriculum, and also in the United States. So started from grade 3 to grade 7. And I just wonder, it seems to me this could be adapted fairly easily to a grade 6 or 5 level. So maybe consider that.
Yeah, I think it absolutely could. I think that for the objectives for this project was really to try to grab students right at that point when they're trying to decide what they want to do with the next stage of their lives, so before they move into university. But I absolutely think it could be adapted. And I don't think there's really something in Canada that's comparable. So maybe that'll be part of our extension in 2013.
And all of the
OLs,
I
told
this one more.
Yes, thank you. I'm many high school students are two-way interactors with the things that they'll do. So they use Facebook or Twitter or everything. They also receive a lot of information from it. This is a one-way interaction. You provide information and they go through. Did you consider making something like a more interactive approach, or is that for a second phase?
Yeah, we actually have discussed that, especially with our web designer, who certainly has brought that up at various components. So we have discussed incorporating, well, it would still be one way, but incorporating videos, for example, so at least something that's a bit more active than reading or looking at images. I think it would definitely be something that would be for the next phase that we'd want to look into. So there's a potential, I think, to expand the Ask a Scientist section, for example, that could be something that would be relatively easy to transform into something that had more two-way, or the blog, the soil and the news section, where students could potentially post comments or questions directly about the stories, but that's not something that we're considering for 2011 and 2012, but it's a very good point.
Okay, well,
thank you very much.
Thank you, Leslie, once again.